There's somebody who's joining our parish, Barbara Bond, back there, from Schuyler, and you're thinking, why is he saying this right now? And it's because, Barbara, remember I told you that there's another parishioner who lives in Schuyler, and that's Vicki Boyle, who's over here. Raise your hand, Vicki. You know, I don't know if there's anyone else here from Schuyler. Is there anyone else? Did someone raise their hand? No. Okay. Because, you know, so many times I think about people that I want to connect, and I want to get them together after Mass, and then one or both of them are gone, and I can never do it. So I thought, well, heck, I'm just going to do it now, you know? So Vicki, Barbara, you're both from Schuyler. You should connect with each other. So this Feast of the Ascension is a call to action. We see in our first reading the apostles looking into the sky as Jesus is lifted up. And some people may think that's what the Feast of the Ascension is about, looking into the sky as Jesus is lifted up. Ah, but those mysterious men in white tell the apostles that Jesus will come back in the same way that you have seen him go up. Okay, so let's figure this out. Okay, we're all intelligent people. You know, don't you think that if Jesus is lifted up into heaven and leaves us here, and he will come back in the same way that he left, don't you think that he will expect that we have done something when he returns? What do you think? What do you think? Yeah? Well, the apostles got it. We heard in the gospel that when Jesus was ascended into heaven, they went out and witnessed to the kingdom of God by their words and deeds. But Mark says that even though the Lord had been taken up into heaven, he worked with them. And so the apostles carried on the presence of the ascended Jesus. Or as Paul puts it in our second reading, God has made Jesus the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. So, church, think about that. You are the body of Christ in this world. The fullness of Christ, you. Wow, that's a pretty awesome responsibility. That's why St. Paul, in our second reading, prays for us, and he says, may he enlighten the eyes of your heart so you may know what hope his call holds out for you. May he enlighten the eyes of your heart. Now, biblically speaking, the heart is the seat of the personality, from whence come our thoughts and feelings, our words, our decisions, and our actions, from the heart. And Paul prays that God may enlighten the eyes of our heart so we may know the hope of his call. Now, that hope and that call is our baptism, through which we die to our old self and rise to a new self with Christ. That hope and that call is that Jesus, who shares our human nature and redeems it, has ascended to heaven and sits at God's right hand, and he calls us to be there with him. You see, sitting at God's right hand is just a figure of speech for union with God, which is the hope and the call of our human nature because of Christ. And what realizes that hope, what makes it possible for us to be the fullness of Christ in this world, points us towards Pentecost next week. Because Paul, who prays that God will enlighten the eyes of our heart, tells us elsewhere in Scripture that God has poured out into our hearts His love by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. Now, this Tuesday we have confirmation here. How many here present are going to be confirmed on Tuesday? Raise your hand if anyone here is going to be confirmed. Nobody in this assembly is being confirmed on Tuesday?
Father Gergen.
Oh, 1A. Yay, 1A. Anyone else besides 1A?
Two.
Okay. What's your name? Huh?
Juliana.
Juliana? Okay, Juliana and 1A, is that it? Here is going to be confirmed. Anyone else? Well, okay, Juliana and 1A, you should think about this and pray about this in preparation. You who will be confirmed on Tuesday, and all of us who look forward to a fresh outpouring of the Spirit and at Pentecost next week, we should think and pray about these things in preparation. Namely, that this Holy Spirit, Juliana and 1A, this Spirit of Christ is going to be poured out into your heart, which is the seat of your personality and where your thoughts and feelings and decisions and actions and words come from. And that this Holy Spirit is the source of supernatural knowledge for us. It is the source of love. It is the source of our sanctification. It is the source of moral conduct. It is the source of apostolic courage. It is the source of hope. And it is the source of prayer, enabling us to have a real relationship with the living God. And so, yes, may God enlighten the eyes of our heart so that we will walk according to the Spirit, which calls us to rise with Christ and which calls us to union with God. And then we, the body of Christ, who is the head of the church, will be the fullness of Christ. And then when Jesus comes back in the same way that he ascended, he will find that his branches have borne good fruit. To the glory of Christ, amen.
Amen.